If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, last time we failed to stop the left, $2 billion. $2 billion with a B worth of damage to businesses. That was the insurance company payout for the Summer of Love. That's what it cost. And look, the pressure on Trump was extreme at that time, not to unleash National Guards, not to unleash federal authorities, and would let them burn cities. They got the idea that that was their right. That is free speech when they do it. And we, I think, learned from that. You got to stop them when it starts. Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina making news again, moving to have Representative LaMonica McIver expelled from Congress. She should go. She needs to go. You don't get to attack federal agents. Isn't that what the Democrats told us? No, when they're talking about January 6th. If you look, you're protesting, you don't get to attack federal agents or you do years in prison. Well, shouldn't that be good enough for Democrats? Because if we don't stop them now, we don't show them, okay, you can get violent in order to get your hits, clicks, likes, and your, you know, 3 minutes on MSNBC, but you're going to prison after that. Folks, understand this. They're still at it with the dual justice, okay? They're trying to establish when unruly January 6ers shove federal agents years in prison. When unruly Democrat Congress members shove federal agents, they're just protesting First Amendment rights. What happens then? Inevitably, we've seen this in other countries. We show up to legitimately protest sometime in the future, and they violently attack us. They've already established we have no rights, but they have the right to violent attack. They have a right to burn, to hurt, to shoot, to kill. And what happens? Exactly what happened post-Weimar Republic in Nazi Germany. Exactly. When, if you stood up to speak and you didn't have the permission of the black shirts or the brown shirts, you had to get that for it. It didn't even matter what you were saying. When you stood up to speak, they had established firmly their right to violence and to keep people from speaking unless they had their permission. You got beaten. People who listened to you got beaten. They got away with it. The left knows their history. That is what they are doing here. So good for Nancy Mace standing in the breach. This is the kind of discussion we need to have. Because you know what? As Trisha McLaughlin explained from Department of Homeland Security, and this is what they don't want you to know about this. These Democrats, these Republicans, any Congress member who wants to tour an ICE facility, and Democrats want to go in there and make sure their future voters are safe to rape, rob, murder, mayhem, illegal immigrants, they can do that. All they have to do is make an appointment. That's all they got to do. You don't have to violently bust your way in. So why violently bust your way in if you could just sign up for a tour? Because they're being treated humanely. Their rights are being respected. That doesn't make news headlines, and it doesn't establish a right to violence for Democrats and Democrats only. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Trisha McLaughlin. The day after this violent attack by the lunatic representative LaMonica McIver, explaining the procedure. These are not hard things.
I mean, I'm glad I can be here to actually give viewers the facts. What happened as that these members of Congress, including the mayor as well, and a mob of protesters, as there was a bus full of detainees going through the gate, they stormed the gate and actually entered the first security checkpoint. This put law enforcement at risk, and this actually put the detainees as well at risk. If any official, including these members of Congress, want to enter the facility and take a tour, DHS is more than accommodating. But just because you're a member of Congress does not mean you can break the law, trespass, put law enforcement at risk, and storm the detention facility.
Make an appointment. Now, listen to this. This is Eric Swalwell yesterday. Democrat. I played this for you yesterday. Listen to what he's saying. We are establishing our right to, we just want to show up, get violent, and be let in. We want to slap around ICE. We don't like them. We should get to hit them, shove them, do whatever we want. He knows he can make an appointment. Listen to how he words this. This is a threat on MSN, he made it on MSNBC.
If you mess with one person in the family, you mess with the entire family. I promise you, there's going to be more unnoticed visit my colleagues where they show up and they better be let in.
More unnoticed. In other words, if we make an appointment, you'll just let us in. So we're going to try to violently bash our way in. So you'll arrest us. Why? To confirm what Tim Walz said. Folks, they need the B-roll. They need the video of Democrats being arrested in order to fit the narrative Tim Walz laid out at the University of Minnesota. Again, Kamala Harris's running mate.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
See, though, they need this. They need the imagery of Democrats being arrested, trying to enter ICE facilities they could have just made an appointment and had a tour of.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks. This is just the most bizarre, some of the most bizarre stuff I think I've ever seen. This is not how I thought the bond market would degenerate. It's not. I thought it'd be Democrats. I really did. And look, a lot of the damage was done by Democrats under Joe Biden. It's how we got $37 trillion in debt and a $2 trillion. It'll be $3 trillion by the time the Republicans are done deficit every year. By the way, that's one bill increases the deficit by a third, in case anybody's keeping track, through 2029. I expect this from Democrats. I don't expect it from Republicans. And it's so funny because if you watch Fox News, you watch even Newsmax or anything, like, they're covering this, and they're covering Speaker Mike Johnson, and they're covering everything everyone's saying, and the delusion, folks. Oh, the delusion, the crazy in their eyes. You can tell that they are in a very insulated environment where normal, real things just don't permeate. And I think, wow, this must have been how it was during the Weimar Republic. This must have been how it was in Argentina. When you ask yourself, Zimbabwe, like, how did they get to that point where you can clearly see the train coming down and track at you? And you just keep walking down the track right at the train. You could tell no reality permeates here. They're not talking to financial experts. They're just not. They're not watching the news, maybe, or whoever's talking to them is telling them, ignore the news, ignore what just happened with the bond market. Don't pay attention. It'll be fine. It'll be good. Ralph Norman's a rhino. Chip Roy's a rhino. Thomas Massey's a rhino. They deserve to be primaried for even questioning the math here. Well, who else is questioning the math? Bond buyers across the world. They're questioning the math. A solution, the GOP thinks, and I hate to say it, Trump's one of them. We'll solve the problem by shutting up Massey. Then the bond buyers will just buy our bond. No, they won't. But I want you to hear the delusion in this clip. This is Kevin Hassett, one of Trump's, he's the head of Trump's Economic Council, one of Trump's key advisors here. And so I want you to hear what Trump hears, because this is Hassett. He's got a big smile on his face. He's on Laura Ingraham. He is super duper excited because the big, beautiful bill will pass. And there's a lot of really good stuff in there. And it is going to fire up the economy. I'm not lying about that. It's not all bad, not even close. But the price, the deal with the devil that they're making to pay for it, including folks, and thank God for Ralph Norman today. Folks, you know, I always tell you, call and complain. Call poor Ralph Norman's office today and say thank you. What a good person. What kind of backbone is? I endorsed him when he ran. I made the right decision. I did. I helped him beat a rhino. A real rhino, not the kind of rhino we say today when you say, hey, I don't want my kids to go bankrupt. I don't want my grandkids to be poor. And they scream rhino and they give you a primary challenger, which Ralph Norman's surely going to get. We'll back him, though, as he gets through the primary. And Trump will endorse the primary challenger. I want you to hear the level of delusion. This is one of Trump's economic advisors, okay? And Laura Ingraham's sitting there. She's clearly worried. She's watched what happened with the bond markets yesterday when bond buyers are like, dude, we can't do this anymore. We're not sure. I mean, if the bond market wobble, folks, this is the second wobble of the bond market in 2 months. Every time we take any kind of new, you know, direction, tariffs, even bigger bill with more spending than the Democrats, the bond market wobbles. You can't live this way. A country can't live this way. And the solution is not just to make Chip Roy shut up and it'll go away, because it's not going away. Bond buyers are smarter than that. You're watching the Japanese bond market wobble too. Why? There's too much debt on the world market and there are not enough physical buyers, unless this alien invasion that Lou Elizondo keeps telling us is coming. Maybe that happened. Maybe they want some bonds. They fly up. We sell them some bonds. Maybe there's millions of them. It could solve the problem. Short of that, no. This is why you're seeing this in the Japanese market. We have flooded the market with too many bonds. But anyway, I want to play this clip for you. I want you to hear the delusion. Kevin Hassett, nice guy. Big smile on his face. He is so pumped because the big, beautiful disaster is about to pass. And he's so excited. And Laura Ingraham's like, but dude, did you see? But there's no bond buyers. What does that mean? You're going to have to print the money to buy the bonds. What does that mean? Inflation. That's what that means. At least their strategy is, we're just not going to worry about it. We just don't care. And I don't think they're evil. Anyway, I want you to hear this conversation between Laura Ingraham and Kevin Hassett last night. You get an idea of what Trump's hearing.
What needs to happen?
Okay, let me get this off. This is a hold on. Here we go.
What needs to happen to calm down these markets with this big, beautiful bill? Because it's going to pass. Right. It looks pretty likely.
Right. It's going to pass.
But what happened with that bond auction today? Because mm-hmm. It looks like the market was spooked because it clearly is not going to cut the deficit. 3.8 trillion. It looks like it adds to the deficit.
Yep.
So how does the credit markets get calmed down here?
So first, I want to commend President Trump because he brought the Freedom Caucus folks in today. He met with them. He listened respectfully to their concerns, and he left with the idea that there could be a vote tonight. And when they're saying in the morning, it could be late tonight. And the reason that happened, I think, is that people know the economic benefits of this bill. I gave a talk at the Republican Study Committee in the House today at lunch, just laying out the economics of what's going to happen. And the bottom line is that this bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again, just like we promised last
probably.
Time.
Probably.
And if we get 3% growth instead of the 1.8% growth that the CBO is promising, then guess what? That adds $4 trillion in revenue. It makes it so this bill pays for itself. And I think when people see the bill pass, then that's going to create a lot of certainty in markets, and that's going to be very, very helpful tomorrow.
What is the concern, the chief concern of the fiscal hawks who have been holdouts? And again, I don't think most of them do themselves any favors in their persuasive abilities. But the underlying concern is, I know one that you share and the president shares. We have to cut spending. We have to cut spending, right. And we're spending more in the Pentagon. We're Golden Dome. That's great, but it's a lot of money, and we're not cutting entitlements. So where do you get the cuts?
Well, I spoke.
He gets interrupted by the Israeli assassination. I'll answer your question. There aren't any, folks. They were trying to fund AOC's Green New Deal. Thank Ralph Norman. They basically gutted that. The tax credits are still in there, but they're so impossible to get now that it looks like people who are going to walk away with hundreds of billions of dollars aren't going to be able to do it. They're complaining. Ralph Norman got that done. Thank him. He did the best he could. There wasn't much you could do to slow these lunatics down. They just don't care. Folks, did you hear what the solution is? Well, yeah, the bond market's freaking out, but yeah, probably we can have 3% growth. Probably. Probably. That's our economic plan. Probably. Probably. Look, if anybody can do what Trump can, okay? I don't want to be totally negative here, but I always give you the truth. I always have. If anyone could do what Trump can. But what about when Trump's gone? We're still going to have the spending in place. Then what? Oh, well. The Republicans just took the keys to the clown car from the Democrats. They were heading it, driving it off the cliff. And they said, here, let me get behind the wheel. And they mashed down on the accelerator. And Trump's right there in a driver's seat with him.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.